Hello. Okay. This is my second podcast. I should probably stop naming them in case I want to do it out of order. I don't know. For this podcast, I wanted to answer questions. That is like, or give advice. I don't like know what, I need a preface with that. Like I need to like, I feel like some sort of like responsibility to preface with that. Because I don't know what I'm doing. I'm like, I feel like I'm like the last person that should give advice. But for some reason, I genuinely always kind of fall into that place. I also wanted to be a psychiatrist. And I just like love doing that. And I love giving advice for some reason. It's like part of my purpose. But so I love it. I just don't think I'm like equipped to do it. But I originally... I had a Tumblr, and that's kind of like, my Tumblr was called Between Good and Evil. So my podcast is named after my Tumblr, because Tumblr is kind of like where I found peace and like comfort. I don't know. Tumblr became kind of like my diary, and like where I would go. I was really bad at, kind of opening up to my friends. So bad at it, and I convinced myself, like, no one cared, which was stupid, but, like, it stopped me from talking about anything I was feeling for years, and Tumblr was kind of where I went to talk to strangers about, like, life, and, just sharing our experiences, and people on Tumblr would ask me questions, and I would give, like, my best advice on, like, what I would do. Because that's the only thing I can offer is, like, what I would do. I tend to be a little more logical than emotional. I, like, almost to a fault. Like, I don't look at it as a fault, to be honest with you. And, like, my therapist, like, has kind of, like, helped me realize that, like, it's actually not a bad thing. Like, it's, you might just, like, think like that, and that's okay. I kind of told myself, I was like, I'm so fucked up, like, I just think logically and not emotionally, and, like, I avoid feeling, but, like, I trust my therapist, and he said it's not true, so, you know, I'm taking that and running with it. I'm actually answering questions from my Tumblr. I guess I can move this. I guess I can do whatever I want with this camera. Here's my Tumblr right here. I haven't gone through these, so bear with me. I should have probably pick some out before. I'm still learning how to do this, in all fairness. How the fuck do you deal with comparison? You're surrounded by beautiful women in LA every day. How do you not feel insecure? I think I'm attractive, and then I'm around one beautiful girl and start comparing literally everything and think I'm not pretty anymore and start thinking I should dye my hair like her or talk like her or wear the shoes she wears. It's honestly so draining. That's a good question. The way I dealt with that is I just accepted it. Like, I just accepted, like, radically that, like, there are girls that are far more beautiful than me, that are far taller than me, have better bodies than me, are funnier, are, like, more charismatic, are more outgoing, and, like, are more sweet, or are more talented, or have, like, born into these affluent families, and I'm just literally can't compete with that. Like, it's just like how life goes, you know? It's just how life goes. I just, like, I think because it kind of helped me almost in a way to have kind of like a pathetic view of myself. I think when I moved here that I completely accepted that. I like really took on the defense end, and I was like, I'm not even gonna try to compete. That was something that worked for me, was like the acceptance that like you are not, like, you don't have to be like the greatest anything, you know? Like, you just don't. Everyone brings something different to the table. Everyone. I truly believe, and I think a lot of people truly believe, every single individual in the world has something truly divine about them, special and unique. I think every person in the world does. I really do. So I think in moments like that, you can kind of clutch onto that, like, thing, you know? Like, just, like, yourself. Like, that part of you that, like, you know is instinctively you. You know how, like, in those moments you feel, like, insecure, this and that, and you kind of, like, try to tell yourself, like, you can do it, Charlotte, like, get it together, like, you got this, like, you say things to yourself to amp yourself up. I've done that. I've tried that. It doesn't work for me. But the one thing, the one kind of like affirmation I've given to myself that works is simply telling myself that I'm good. I don't know why that works, but it makes me feel, that might be a personal thing, but it makes me feel like I'm good. Like I'm good. I'm a good person. I'm good, whatever. Like, I'm good. I'm good enough to be here because everyone's good enough to be wherever they are and just relax and just you're good. I don't know why that works for me, but it does. Something for me also too that works with this is I very much appreciate other people's greatness and beauty and talent and intelligence. I just love, I'm so inspired by people like that. I just really buy, like I really am. So I'm just so thankful they exist. And my thankfulness that they exist trumps my envy or insecurity. Because I'm simply happy that they exist. And that goes with beauty too. Like I'm so thankful that these beautiful women exist because you're adding some beautiful beauty to the world. Like I'm so happy that these like famous, like Elizabeth Taylor and Grace Kelly, like that these women existed. They added beauty to the world. I just love it. I just think that everyone can, I don't know. I think it's great. And, it kind of like makes me look at it in a different way. It's not just about me and I'm just not the worst person. And it's not just, it's like things, life is going on and, just like don't make it all about you. That would be my advice, is acceptance, appreciation, and reminding yourself you have something special and divine, and truly like having that like affect you. Like it's one thing to just say that, but try to have it like somewhat like touch you. And then I don't know what my last one was, but hopefully you guys do. How to stop putting people and things on pedestals. I think, like, girls can fall, and guys can fall victim into putting kind of people they're talking to initially, or, like, people they've been rejected by on a pedestal. Because suddenly their opinion matters far more than it should. And this person is now this, like, special, holier-than-now person that, that somehow has some ruling over how you feel about yourself. So I'm assuming that's kind of what they mean. How to stop doing that, because I've had friends of mine that were like talking to guys, and these guys are just normal dudes and like it's great, but they act like they are literally like the god, like of almighty, like that it's that they're so special, and like, and maybe they are, like maybe they, I'm sure they have something about them that's so beautiful and great, but like you don't need to do that. I don't know. I think something that can help with this, this is what I do. Also look at their flaws. Try to like, I think it's good not to live in fantasy. Just start to gain, like collect information, and don't just like discard everything bad and only look at everything good, because then they are on a pedestal. No one is truly like better than anyone else. Like sure, there's people that have like greater skills and this and that, whatever. We're all the same. We're all just people, like, period. Like, we just are. We are all people trying our best. That's what it is. And everyone has flaws. And no one is this kind of, like, godlike thing, you know? Like, you just have to, like, look at everything, not just what you want to look at. I think, like, when I have a almost, I wouldn't say, I'm starting to catch myself a little bit more like not saying I have a problem all the time, because I don't think it's a problem. I think this is just how I am. That's what my therapist told me. But I think looking at guys and girls like that you're starting to talk to, I like will kind of like look for problems. Maybe that is a problem. I do kind of do that. But what I'm searching for, and they won't be defined by that problem, but I want to see the truth. I want to see what's real. I want to see, like, what is true, simply. Like, I don't want to believe a fantasy. And I think, like, ask yourself that question. Like, are you okay with believing something that's not true? And that would be putting these people on a pedestal. It's the belief that they are better, that their opinion means more, which is not true. Be honest, Shar, because I can sense it. You hate hookup culture and have never involved yourself, correct? Okay, so this is interesting. I definitely, and my temperament naturally doesn't like hookup culture. And I tried. Like, I literally, because all of my friends kind of just do whatever they want, and they're so empowered by that. And I, like, was kind of, like, the prudest of my friends, and I was just, like, not about that. Sorry, I'm making sure it's still recording. It's a one-man show. But I tried to adapt to other people's, like, have an open mind, you know? Like, what if, like, just to simply, my opinion isn't the only one that exists, you know? Like, I'm down to, like, have an open mind. Again, like, I came to the conclusion, I hooked up with, like, two people that, like, I, like, didn't, like, love or, like, deeply care about or, like, give a shit. Like, I just tried, and I literally, like, hated myself after it. Like, hated myself. And so I never did that again after that. And but at least I can say to myself that I tried, because now I can lie on my deathbed and know that I tried. So I'm okay with that. I like that. So, I mean, to each their own. If you feel innately that it's not you, you can learn from my mistakes. You can try like I did, but you can also just, like, stay true to who you are and, like, just be okay with, like, maybe having a different mentality when it comes to sex than your friends. Like, that's okay, and I wish that I kind of felt that way. But I also am okay with, genuinely okay with, like, what I chose, which was, like, out of mere curiosity too. So to each their own. I have a friend of mine who literally goes on a new Hinge date, like, every single day. I told her she should write a fucking column or something. I think it's fucking hilarious, the stories that she has. And she, like, hooks up, and she loves it, and she's so free and empowered by that, and I love that, and I think that's fucking rad if that's your experience with hookup culture. Genuinely, like, fuck yeah. If that's what you get out of it, that's sick. Genuinely. Part of me is kind of envious of the girls that can just, are so free like that. I unfortunately am not one of those people, and that's okay too. I will not, like, just, like, sleep with people that I'm, like, going to get married to, but I only really sleep with guys that, like, I will continuously, like, hook up with and, like, see some sort of, and we have some sort of undeniable thing. And yeah, pretty much. So yeah. What do you think the most challenging part of being a model is? Well, this is something I will say about myself that changed. This is my least favorite part of modeling, that at least what it's done to me, it made me extremely vain. Like, I'm now obsessed with, like, what I look like, and, like, just, like, obsessed. Like, I just, every model is. Like, it just makes you that way. And, like, I remember when I lived in Toronto, I was, like, so annoying. And I would not take selfies. I was, like, so, like, that's so narcissistic. Like, just, like, a piece of shit. Like, I don't know why I was like that. But I just, like, was so anti, like, being showy. And I kind of got, like, nudged, like, kind of, like, nudging a little more and a little more, a little more, until I got to this kind of, like, girl that's vain. And, like, I am vain now because of modeling. And it's interesting, like, to notice that when I wasn't. It was almost, like, anti my MO. So that, to me, is, like, the negative effect of modeling and what it's done to me. Because, like, no, I don't want to be vain, but I am. You know, I am. It's part of the job is being vain. You actually have to take in more. You have to care a lot more about your appearance. You just do, because it's your job. It's your career. It's how you make money. So it's kind of, like weaved into modeling, is this is the path, and you each day become a little more vain, because if you want to be good at your job, it actually means being vain. So it's this interesting kind of complex in my head of, like, I can't turn my back to this. I can't, because I would love to. I could easily stop being vain. I don't know if that's true. Feels like it could be. I don't know how, I don't know if that's true. I can't even make that claim. But I'm, like, genuinely excited to one day not care about it. But I can't now. If I truly want to be good at my job and I truly want to, you can't. You have to care. So that, to me, is, like, kind of the worst part of modeling. It's kind of just, like, a character thing I've seen in myself that I just wish I didn't have to deal with that. Like, I wish I wasn't vain. Or it's, like, self-obsessed, you know? Like, to some degree, every model is a little self-obsessed. Same with actors. It's just part of the job description. So I hate that. It's not, like, a quality of mine that I, like. I'm just, like, why am, like, whatever. I just don't. I don't know if this makes sense. But, how can I build deeper connections with people? I feel like I never have something to say. I love asking people questions. I just am genuinely intrigued into people's, like, who they are. It's interesting to me. Like, I find it so fascinating. That's why I want to be a psychiatrist, because I was like, oh, clearly this is what I was born to do, because this is, like, no one had to convince me to like this. I love it. Like, it's so, I feel like it's one of the most interesting things in the world. Is, I don't know, whatever. But asking people questions is, like, the easiest way to build a deeper connection with someone. It just is. And I've had talks with my friends before where they have been like, I don't know if, I feel like I'm imposing when I ask certain questions, or I feel like I'm getting too personal. And I kind of made me check myself. I've never felt that way. I, like, always just ask. But then I thought about that. I think people are more happy that someone's asking. I feel like it's a relief. And, like, at least that's what I feel. Like, whenever someone asks me something personal, I'm never, like, they're imposing. You have to, obviously, you have to read what's going on in front of you. Be sensitive to what's, like, happening between, like, the body language and, like, their kind of excitement about answering these questions. Try to read the room, people, to gauge whether this person is comfortable talking about themselves, whether they feel comfortable with you. You don't want to just, like, ask a bunch of really deep personal questions and kind of scare people off and seem insane. So just be, like, smart about it. But I will say, I feel like most people are happy to talk to someone, especially someone who's genuinely interested. And if you are, and you really want to build deeper connections with people, I urge you to just stay kind of, like, sit in, like, your truth and, like, just kind of see where that takes you. If someone asks you something, just, like, no political answer, just, like, sit and just, like, be open and vulnerable and honest in yourself, and people appreciate that. And I think that's, like, a internal need in all of us, is, like, kind of connection in that way. So people will be a lot more receptive of it than you think. Ask them questions that bounce off those questions, and just, like, really start to be curious about it, I think, is, like, the best way to build deeper connections with people. So I hope that helped. Where did I get my confidence? It's funny, because I never considered myself confident, maybe until, like, 3 weeks ago, because I suddenly feel a lot better about myself. I was in therapy, and I kind of had, like, a paradigm shift that I can talk about in another episode. I could, like, go so on and on about, like, shit, like, just how to, like, overcome certain things, at least just, like, what I can offer. Again, like, I just only can offer, like, my, I don't know. But anyways, I think I kind of said this before, like, I love, like, moving around and, like, moving my body and, like, just, like, getting my whole body into stuff. I really developed so much confidence through that. And I am just being completely honest. That is legit how I got so much of my confidence. Just try moving your body. Like, just try it. I'm telling you, put on some of your favorite, like, bad bitch songs. And just try. I urge you to. Because socially, I don't think I have that much confidence socially. I can be kind of shy sometimes. And I hate that about myself. And I'm trying to not be shy. And I think one day I'll achieve it. So I really urge you to move your body. And I want to go into this question more, but I feel like it's, like, I could do a really lengthy episode on, like, how to like yourself. So that's, like, that goes into confidence. So I'm just going to keep it short. I constantly find validation from guys, and it's up to the attention that I get from guys whether I feel confident or not. How do I stop being like this? Every time a guy stops talking to me, I get super insecure and start to feel like I wasn't enough for them. Or start to compare myself to the girls they talk to after me. This is tough. I think oftentimes girls and people can, like, define themselves by their worst quality. And just like we do with other people where we, like, put them on, like, you know, like a high, like, pedestal. You're just kind of looking at people, in a non-truthful way. And we do it to ourselves, too. Especially after things like that. We start looking at that new girl's best qualities and everything great about her, and you start diminishing everything great about you. And the truth is that you offer something unique no matter what. You just do. I truly believe that. Everyone has their own essence and things that they, uniqueness that they offer that no one can take away from you. Sounds kind of cheesy, but, like, I truly believe it. That is true. I think it's just having security in that. I just want to make sure that... Hello? I don't know. Sorry if this is really loud or something. Try spending some time alone and start making peace with maybe having no guy. And what... see what that feels like. I urge you to. As someone who is alone all the time and, like, does not really date that many people. I don't really date anybody. My validation doesn't come from guys. But because I'm so at peace with being by myself, you'll get to a stage where you just, like, come to terms with it. And sure, you'll be lonely sometimes, and that's an appropriate time to get back out there, but push through that initial kind of uncomfortable feeling, I think, and just try to not need anybody to feel good about yourself. I think once you kind of pass that rough patch, you'll kind of gain some tools in your tool belt. At least I think. Try something new to get different results. I think this will be my last question. Any advice on how to stop holding yourself back? I know I haven't really fully been living my life, but I've been scared to risk the safety and peace I have in it. That's a great question. I wish people understood that boldness and courage is not something I think most people are born with. My sister, for example, she's 3 years older than me, was, like, fearless. Like, just this fearless child. And, like, she was very much like a tomboy, tough girl. Like, didn't wear makeup, was the goalie on her hockey team. Like, played every single sport. She was just, like, this tough, like, courageous girl. Like, she was just brave by all definitions. Like, a brave girl. She was just crazy. Like, she just did everything. So some people, yes, are born with this kind of courage, and I always thought, like, that was how it was. There are certain people that are born courageous and bold, and certain people, like myself, that aren't. Then I started getting fed up with myself, almost. Like, I was so, like, scared of the world and so comfortable being comfortable, and I just, like, you're just okay with being who you are. And I urge you almost to... yes, be okay with who you are, but also to want to be better and to want to be bigger than yourself and just grow and just be something you never thought you could be. You have to first want that. I think that's the first step, is truly telling yourself you want it. And sometimes you have to do it every single day and, like, tell yourself, like, I want to be brave. Like, I just want to be brave. I actually read, or sorry, an audio, not read, I listened to an audiobook on bravery I can put it in the description on what it was. I read it during quarantine because I was so not brave. I was so scared of everything. Like, just, I could elaborate on that, but I truly was, like, scared to try, scared to model, scared to, like, all of the above. Like, I would never try a new skill, ever. That was, like, the scariest thing possibly to me. I was so scared to try to, and possibly fail. Like, that is just so scary. It is. But, however, the aspect of courage is, like, a muscle, and you just have to do it, just... This is what I wish I truly understood when I was younger, but it didn't even matter because I somehow came to this conclusion, which is you do it once and you just, like, keep doing it. And suddenly, after you've just done those couple acts of bravery and courage, you're different now. You're different than when you were before. Like, you simply are because you just did those couple things. It's crazy. Like, you're a girl that achieved these three courageous acts. And that is not the same girl that was the girl that didn't. So it's that simple. It's try. Do one thing. One thing. I really, that is like the biggest takeaway, I think, of this podcast is just try one thing that makes you uncomfortable. And guess what? You're going to be uncomfortable. And you're going to continue to be uncomfortable. And then you just stop. And like, it comes actually faster than you think. Because people always said that to me, like, shit like that. And I was like, okay, yeah, like, I see that. Like, I see how that would make sense. That checks out to me. But I don't want to do it. Like, I just don't want to put in the work to, like, be courageous. I just don't want to do it. I just want to be bold and create. It comes a lot faster than you think. I'm telling you. Like, I wish you believed me. Like, just try. Try something new. I think, kind of the best thing anyone can do if you have this opportunity to do it, and even if you don't, I would urge you to try to have this opportunity, is move to a different city. Any city. Move to a different city. You first of all have an ego death. And it is the only thing I truly think that, like, shakes your character up so much and makes it richer. Like, you just, like, have to learn all over again how to make friends, and you have to learn all, and you get to also reinvent yourself. You kind of, like, things stick and things go away, and you just get to, like, I remember when I first moved to LA, I was like, I didn't wear skirts. Like, I was like, I just didn't, I was like a tomboy-ish, but I always wanted to wear skirts and dresses. Like, I just wanted to, and I never did, unless it was like a formal in Toronto. So when I moved here, I was like, I'm gonna wear skirts and dresses. And I did. And I love that. I love that transition into myself. That was just like one thing I could do. And that was different because I was just like, I want to. Like, life is too fucking short. I'm going to wear skirts and dresses because I want to. And now it's like part of who I am. I love skirts and I love dresses. I love it all. I just really, I love everything about clothes. But things like that, just like little baby steps. And you eventually just turn into a different person. Like, you wake up one day and you're suddenly this person you envisioned that you would be one day, and you're like, how did I get here? This is crazy. I think, like, I know everyone's kind of like up on the whole manifesting thing, and I'll talk more about this in a different episode, but visualize the person that you want to be. Like, how bold is she? How courageous is she? Is how much is she in her own way? How just like this inspired version of yourself. Just picture what that looks like first. That's, I think, do that. And take it from there. But first have an idea of what you want to become. I think it's really helpful. And that concludes my podcast. So let me know if you want me to do more of these. This is like my format for Tumblr. This is like what I'm more comfortable doing than like always like a deep dive. I feel like I'll eventually run out of stuff if I just do it on myself too. So I'm just trying to be smart. But yeah. Okay. Bye.